They're relevant because of Parcells. They're relevant because of Belichick.
Well,
they're relevant because of Mr. Kraft.
But
they're relevant
right now,
because
though.
Of Brewski, McGinnis,
I get that.
Harrison, you, all the Ty Law, all the other Hall of Famers that were there.
It's the future.
Down and distance.
On WGNRadio.com.
Hot takes.
Oh. Back to Down a Distance. One hot take this week. One hot take. All right. The sheriff officially retired on Monday. Big send-off out in Denver. Two people I take issue with. The first one, D'Angelo Williams, running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers, whose own head coach had to tell him to shut his mouth before he made the situation worse than what it already is. The second one would be the self-acclaimed, I won't say self-acclaimed, yeah, self-acclaimed, because he said that in emails last summer. Some might say the best quarterback ever, the best quarterback in this generation, the rival of the sheriff, one Tom Brady. I take issue with both of these guys. D'Angelo Williams, we already know why that is, what he said on Twitter.
Yes.
Okay? And a conversation that he was having with another journalist. All right, so don't take it out of context. He answered a question, but still, for the conversation to take place on that day, could be coincidental, but it's just not a good look. You have to be cognizant of what's going on. If you want to reply to that comment, bookmark it and reply to it the next day.
Yeah, but nowadays, that's just not you. You have to be smarter than that, but nowadays everybody just wants to speak their mind, whether it's either in an interview or on Twitter. That's what everybody wants to do. It's crazy, but sometimes you do have to hold back. But Tom Brady, keep going with Tom Brady, though. That's where.
All right, so that was obvious.
Yeah.
D'Angelo Williams, that was obvious.
I need to
shut
Tom
up.
Brady.
I'm going to give you three reasons why, because everybody talks. Man, look, three reasons why Peyton Manning's better than Tom Brady. It's simple.
Ooh.
It's simple. Look,
give me this.
I want to hear Super Bowl rings for this guy.
Listen, I'm tired.
Are not the end all be all.
But that's my
issue.
That's
the problem.
But my issue is it's always people are making that you're the best quarterback by
because
how
you
many
have rings.
How many rings you have.
I don't want to hear that. First of all, you know the respect. This is for all sports for me. If you're not an instant impact guy, instantly, that a franchise can put their franchise on your back, you're not that guy to me. You're a level down. I don't care how many rings you get, right? That's why Kobe can never reach Mike's level. That's why Kobe's not even the greatest Laker of all time. He sat on the bench. If he was better than Eddie Jones, he would have been on the floor. I don't care how he developed. I don't care how he won rings. He won rings on the coattails of another big guy for 3 years.
I knew you were
going there. Debatable.
That's debatable.
Kobe Bryant and Tom Brady are the same player. They're the luckiest stars ever.
You know how I feel about both of them. So.
They're the luckiest stars ever. They're lucky.
Yeah, but
if there is no Shaq, Kobe has two championships.
Let's go back, though.
What's his record without a big man? I've talked about this.
But when
Kobe Bryant, he's great, right?
Yes.
When he doesn't have a big man, he's sub 500.
Yes.
That's terrible.
So go back.
Now let's go back to Tom Brady.
Yeah. So coming out of college, Peyton Manning was.
He's that guy.
The franchise was
put
on
everything.
His back.
Everything. The franchise. The pressure. The expectations. So you know who he was? He was LeBron. Here it is. He was LeBron. All these expectations. You have to live up to this. You got this city on your back. And the only reason those cities are relevant now are because of you. The Patriots aren't relevant because of Tom Brady. They're relevant because of Parcells. They're relevant because of Belichick.
Well,
they're relevant because of Mr. Kraft.
But
they're relevant
right now,
because
though.
Of Brewski, McGinnis,
I get that.
Harrison,
but when you,
all the Ty Law, all the other Hall of Famers that were there.
But right now they're relevant because of
right now
of Brady.
Because he developed. He was allowed to develop.
Exactly.
If he was put into nothing, Tom Brady wouldn't be Tom Brady.
So coming out, the same expectations that Peyton had coming out of college, and he had on his shoulders.
I stand on it right now. He wouldn't be Tom Brady of today.
Stand on it.
He's not close to Peyton Manning. And if anybody thinks about it logically, you would understand.
stop giving quarterbacks a pass because they're surrounded by a team.
They're not going. But they're not going to. People aren't going to, Sean. They're not going to. Most people, you ask them, they are going to say it's all about the rings when it comes to that position. So no, more people are going to disagree with you because that's how they look at it. They don't look at anything else. You ask me, you tell me I get a chance to take a quarterback. Any quarterback that has played this game in the NFL, you tell me I get to choose one?
You're not taking Brady.
No, for my team, the guy that I take didn't win a championship. When you tell me who's the best, in my opinion,
okay,
I'll take Dan Marino before I take anybody else.
I'll go a step further.
Okay.
If you have to choose a quarterback to win a game, one game, and you don't have the better team, who are you taking? Because that definitely moves Tom Brady down the list. He's had the better team. When he faced Peyton Manning, he faced a weaker defense 80% of the time.
So is that
The two times in the last 5 years that they faced each other that he didn't have the better defense, what happened?
Yes.
He lost.
Yes. So, but hold it.
AFC Championship game, doesn't Peyton have a better record?
Yeah.
Against him?
Yeah, but let me. The question you asked me, is it out of those two, who am I picking, or any quarterback?
Any quarterback.
All right.
It's neither one.
No.
Because Peyton's proved, if he hasn't been surrounded, he's not going to get the job done. Even though
quarterbacks right now, I probably would take, if you told me I had to win a game, I need one quarterback to win a game.
Yeah,
I take Aaron Rodgers over those two.
I can rock with that.
I take over those two.
I can rock with that.
So
historically, me, and this is just me, I'm taking John Elway.
I saw
this dude walking to Cleveland. Walking to Cleveland with Vance Johnson as his best wide receiver, with the number one defense in the dog pound, sub-zero weather, 98 yards away from taking it to overtime. I saw him do it. I saw him walk on water. Give me a moment where Tom Brady did that when he didn't have the better team.
Does he have that moment?
Matter of fact, Tom Brady is the biggest choke in Super Bowl history at quarterback. He lost to a double-digit underdog with an undefeated season on the line. Laughed when they said they were going to hold him to 17, and they did it. And you want to tell me he's the best all time? You want to tell me he's phony? This is the second reason.
Tell me.
How do you send out these emails giving disparaging remarks to your friends about Peyton Manning, saying you're better than him, but you can't beat him? Because if we're gonna build his house on the foundation of his rings, the guy you said that you were better than, you lost to him. Now what?
Now what?
Now what? And he has a better record versus you in the championship games when you go head up. Now I'm going to stop short.
What's number three? You don't have three? Because if you got three, you know.
I can give you three, but I'm really not trying to go there.
I mean, he's always had
people fall in love with this Tom Brady. My third one, I'm going to tell Tom Brady what my grandfather always tells me.
What is it?
Keep living. You make the remarks about Peyton Manning, keep living. You look at his play going down, you look at his skill set going down, keep living, because the day is coming, my friend. Matter of fact, the day already showed up in the AFC Championship game, because those balloon balls you were throwing, when they blitzed you and you had one man-to-man down the sideline with the running back on a wheel route that kept coming up short, yeah, you can run, but you can't hide. Father Time's coming for you too, my friend.
I love it.
He's coming for you too, my friend.
I love it.
So all of that talk you've been doing about being the best, get ready to look a little bit more average in the next couple of years. You take Gronk away from him, what is he?
True.
You take Gronk away from him against Denver, what was he?
Nothing.
Exactly. 98 yards away from overtime with Mark Jackson and Vance Johnson.
Stop.
The dog pound behind you.
Stop.
You telling me you're going to take Tom Brady over John Elway? Get the heck out of here. Are you serious? Man, get out of here.
Down and Distance. DAD. Pod. Twitter. We end it like that. What you think? Gone.
Peace.